This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Our coverage about economic renewal in Congo continues this morning with a look at gold mining there. A lot of that happens in the shadow economy with gold smuggled out of the country or controlled by armed groups there. The Congolese government is trying to bring order to that industry by putting operations into the hands of multinationals in return for desperately needed tax revenue. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is just back from the region and filed this report.
Maître Crispin Mutuedo has a problem. He's with a mining company called Banro. It's received one of thousands of concessions from the Congolese government to mine. But
the law says no miner is authorized to work in these areas covered by the concession. And yet every time we show up at a place, we find artisanal miners beat us to it by several years.
Artisanal miners just means regular people who are out digging with picks and shovels. People like Chugi Bisimwa. Bisimwa is 22. He's knocking away bits of hard red clay with a hammer and a pick.
Looking for minerals, gold. Here we are at least 120, 150 feet down.
There are an estimated 500,000 artisanal miners in Congo. Biamungu Ngalikiana is one of 6,000 people making a living off the land at a mine called Luhwinja.
Banro comes and tells us to leave regularly. I resist because there's nowhere else to go. There's no work. If I end up in the street, I'll go back to the bush and start robbing people again. And maybe I'll rob Banro.
These risks of unemployment and insecurity are not lost on Mr. Mutuedo with Banro Mining.
These people who are there, these are people who we have to take seriously. Because if you don't, and if they're out of work, you will be too.
Banro wants to offer artisanal miners compensation in alternative mining sites. In some cases, they've been able to hire a few miners as truck drivers or other staff. Valentin Lubala is president of the Miners Association at a mine called Mukunge, also in the Banro concession.
We understand the site belongs to them. We negotiated, and Banro said they'd give us some time and the government could help us relocate.
So what's the holdup?
The problem comes from the regional government.
Technically, it's not legal to share a concession with artisanal miners, and the regional minister of mines has refused to sign off on their agreement. A lot of groups are trying to change that to allow some kind of workaround for the thousands of people making their living from the earth, but for now, it's easier to find gold than solutions. In Luhwinja, DRC, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.